Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
A lot of people are talking about it, but Republican U.S. Senator Scott Brown says he doesn't know yet what's in his future now that he's lost his bid for re-election. Brown's term ends in January, and as WBUR's Monica Brady-Meyerov reports, it seems that everyone is speculating about what comes next.
Senator Scott Brown dropped several hints about his future on election night. One was in his concession speech.
There are no obstacles you can't overcome, and defeat is only temporary.
The cheering dissolved into chants of "Go, Scott, go." After the speech, when he greeted supporters, he told many of them, "I'll be back." But when asked directly about his plans, he shrugged off suggestions of running for office again.
Oh, listen, I'm not even worried about that. I'm going to go have a couple of Coca-Colas with people and relax.
In a statement, Brown said he plans to spend time with his family when he gets back from Washington in January. But in reality, his adult daughters aren't around much. Ayla is the official national anthem singer for the Philadelphia 76ers, and Ariana is a pre-med student at Syracuse University. Brown might not be idle for long. It's no secret that if Hillary Clinton leaves her post as Secretary of State, Senator John Kerry is a leading candidate to replace her. That would prompt a special election for the Senate seat and get Brown's former colleagues on Capitol Hill thinking of him again.
If that happens, I think that Mitch McConnell and whoever else are going to have him on speed dial and calling him immediately.
Jessica Taylor is a senior analyst with the Rothenberg Political Report in Washington.
I think he's still seen as, you know, a rising star within the party. You know, Massachusetts is a blue state. It's hard to break into that. But in a non-presidential year, it becomes much easier for him to win.
Many Bay State Republicans believe Brown will stay in politics. Peter Blute is the deputy state party chair.
Scott Brown's been a very talented guy. He's a great U.S. senator. He's made a lot of friends in Washington on both sides of the aisle. And he's very popular back here in Massachusetts, so I think he has a lot of options.
Blute also suggests Brown could run for Senate again, either in a special election if Kerry is named Secretary of State, or against Kerry in 2014. He also notes the governor's office will be up for grabs in 2014.
As a person, Scott Brown's very competitive.
John Civilella is a conservative commentator who has advised Senate candidates.
And I think he actually liked the process. He's been campaigning, at least, you know, for his U.S. Senate seat, really nonstop for like 3 years. So he's probably tired, but he is a competitor, and, you know, there's a little bit of ego involved, too. So he's going to be definitely back somewhere.
If he were to run, Civilella says Brown would need to repair his good guy image after running negative ads about Elizabeth Warren's character. But he'd be a strong candidate for any statewide or federal office.
He's going to remain a pillar of the party, along with Charlie Baker. You know, it's really, right now, Scott Brown and Charlie Baker are the two quality people with pretty big followings, so neither one's going to go anywhere.
Brown is a lawyer and colonel in the National Guard, two professions he could fall back on. But few believe that path will interest him as much as politics. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Monica Brady-Meyerov.